They have, and they can also stop with the revolving door at offensive line.
Yeah, and my comp to him in a lot of ways, the processing skills, and I feel like he's I differ, on the arm strength. I saw him let it rip plenty of times last year. I feel good about the arm strength, but he kind of reminds me of a C.J. Stroud in that pocket passer category, being able to sit when the pocket is clean. And you go watch Ohio State when C.J. Stroud was there, he benefited for sure from a great offensive line. And there were first round picks, NFL players on that offensive line across the board. That's not a luxury. And certainly at wide receiver, think about the wide receivers that C.J. Stroud had to work with at Ohio State. Secure has nothing along those lines at Colorado right now. In terms of that offensive line and the overall amount of skill players, yet he still, when given time, sat in the pocket and made throws, literally cut defenses up from the pocket. So it stands to reason that, and they made a lot of investment in the offensive line this offseason. So you would assume if they hit on those offensive linemen through the transfer portal, that if they're able to give them more time, and I'm sure their weapons are going to be even better year two into Prime's regime there in Colorado, that he's going to be able to play a little bit more comfortably in cleaner pockets, hopefully for him, because like I said, I didn't feel like he the holding on to the ball too long was just things breaking down immediately after the snap, was given to him. All of a sudden he was under siege and kind of running around and trying to make things happen under fire, and still did a pretty decent job in those instances. But I want to see him where his real strength is, and that's just sit in the pocket, kind of like C.J. Stroud did at Ohio State. If they could get their offensive line in order and give him the time, because if you give him the time, he's going to sit back there and dice teams up. And I think that I'm hoping for him that that's the version that we see of him this year with a better supporting cast at Colorado. And I think the arm strength is plenty good enough. Now the hope is that the infrastructure around him is better, and he's going to be able to show what he's really all about, which I totally agree with. Out of the pocket, he is really good in that category, and that's what you want in the NFL.
Sure, you don't want to take your eyes off the field too much, but sometimes I notice that he kind of has like his he drops his eyes a little bit when he's got to go on the run, and that invites a lot of chaos. You know,
yeah.
You can't take your eyes off of what's going downfield, because you have to go and then reset. That takes too much time, and in the NFL they close the gap on that.
And unless he goes to just a completely putrid system in the NFL, there's no way that he's going to be playing, I don't think anyway, under the kind of duress that he was playing. The Colorado was just literally outmanned. Deion Sanders got there. You can't change the whole thing over in one season. You know, obviously they went out and utilized the transfer portal to really infuse it with some talent. But what got kind of lost in translation or became a battle for another day was that offensive line. And it was just manhandled, like literally manhandled. It was getting, they were giving up pressure against the Colorado State. Something against Colorado State, but you're talking about a Pac-12 team. Against a big or Mountain West conference team, there should be you should be able as an offensive line to be able to handle a Mountain West defensive line.
On paper, you could see that there was a major size advantage for Colorado, regardless if it's an interstate rival or not.
They stunk.
They just stunk.
They were just so bad on the offensive line, and it just got progressively worse because the level of competition as the season went on, when now you're starting to play the Washingtons and the Oregons and the USCs and so on, and Utah and so on and so forth, it was an unfair battle for him. And I feel bad because he had to try to operate in that system. Hopefully they did right along the offensive line to give him more support and more time to throw and be able to do what he does best, which is sit in a pocket and pick up a defensive part.
Okay, on the way back, we'll hear from Austin Eckler, who appeared on Kay Adams' show. Interesting thought that goes in line with what Vinny's been saying all along about where the Chargers' offense is heading. I'll tell you what that means next.
It's the Morning Tailgate on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM. The countdown has begun. Preseason action starts for the Raiders on the road as they take on Minnesota August 10th before playing their final two preseason games at home hosting Dallas and San Francisco. Then the real fun begins on September 9th as the Silver and Black will be in L.A. to take on the Chargers with another road game the following week in Baltimore before opening up at home on September 22nd against Carolina. All games can be heard on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM.
Gambler's Bonus hits again. On May 24th, John hit four sixes, clearing his Gambler's Bonus four-of-a-kind bingo card for almost $15,000. John hit big, and so can you with Gambler's Bonus. It's why you play the game.
This is JT for Grimaldi's Pizzeria, that famous New York-style coal-fired brick oven pizza that you crave. Four locations in the Valley, Boca Park in Summerlin, on the Strip at the Palazzo, Southwest Las Vegas on South Rainbow, and in Green Valley on Southeastern Avenue.
Tony Smith, the new general manager of Finley Kia, has a special message. Save big. Lease a new 2024 Kia Sorento LX for $319 a month for 24 months. Stop in today. Test drive an incredible new Kia Sorento and meet the new Finlay team.
Finlay Kia.
Offer valid through July 8th, 2024. Subject to credit approval. $3,499 due at signing. 10,000 allowable miles. Residual at lease end. $25,358.
Patty Davidson here from BetMoneyHoney.com. Would you like to become an educated sports fan that also knows how to place a bet? How about a library of how games are played, how to make bets, and hot picks of the day? Join me at BetMoneyHoney.com.
You know, a lot of lawyers who advertise here don't even live here. If they say Nevada, they're not from around here. If they think our capital is Las Vegas, they're not from around here. I'm Richard Harris, and I am from Nevada. I grew up here. I went to school here. I raised my family here. No one knows Nevada like we do. If you've been injured, call me, Richard Harris, of the Richard Harris Law Firm. 444-4444, just in case.
That's where the Las Vegas Aviators will be this week as they're in the state of Washington to take on the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, the Tacoma Rainiers, for a six-game road trip. So your week of baseball is all set from Tuesday through Sunday with Sunday's game starting at 1:35 in the afternoon. Catch all the Aviators games on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM. More Silver and Black talk on the Morning Tailgate with Clay Baker and Vinny Bonsignor.
What?
Hold on. What?
WTF. What the hell?
I'm sorry, what?
It's a little So What Now here on Raider Nation Radio. Thanks for being with us here on this Tuesday. It's Clay and Vinny here with you, and a prognostication is starting to come true. Ed, when Jim Harbaugh became the coach for the Los Angeles Chargers, Vinny, you were the first one to say, you can see how this is going to line up and how this offense is going to change, not only from the kind of guy that Harbaugh is, but you could see that little personnel moves along the way will kind of tell you a lot of how they want to structure a different offense around Justin Herbert. And what did you say? This was going to be more of a smash mouth type offense. Now,
he's done it everywhere he's gone. Mm-hmm. It's not even a question of if that's what's going to be the case with the Chargers. Just go look at the track record. He's always been about superior offensive lines, dominating the offensive line. We used to marvel in Los Angeles when you'd watch Stanford and what they were doing on the offensive line. It was such next level stuff. Like, they were intricate, poised, you know, doing things that most college football teams weren't doing. And he brought that obviously to the 49ers, and then over at Michigan, and that's how they win. They hang their hat on their physicality and their ability to beat you up, mash you up front with a strong running game, and then you have a quarterback like Justin Herbert that's going to be able to play off of that. Just go look at what the Baltimore Ravens do, for crying out loud. It's the same mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
Greg Roman is coming back to with Jim. Say what you want about Greg Roman, but he knows how to build, really stout, punishing offenses. And so for the Raiders, those first two games, when you're talking about the Chargers and the Baltimore Ravens, and I expect the Raiders to stand up to that toughness, because I feel like this is going to be a tough team, because I feel like Antonio Pierce is going to make this a very physical training camp. And I think that that's what he wants to hang his hat on as well, is toughness and physicality. So I think it's going to be a test of wills, both against the Chargers and the Baltimore Ravens.
And former Charger running back Austin Eckler appeared on Up and Adams with Kay Adams, explaining why he ended up eventually parting ways with the Chargers.
What was the conversation with Jim and company? How could you possibly be a misalignment when you can do everything?
Well, I think you can kind of see kind of how they've been building the team so far this offseason. You know, went out and drafted, you know, a tackle first round, brought in some bigger backs over from Baltimore. And so it's like, hey, they want a guy they can hand the ball off to 300 times a year. And look, I haven't had that capacity to do that. Like, that's not my game. That's not how Austin Eckler is going to be the best on the field. So there was the misalignment there, which no harm, no foul. I'll go find somewhere else where I can, you know, add value, where Austin could be the best version of myself out there.
Wow. He talked to himself in the third person twice in that one comment. That's very cool. Yeah. All right. So Austin knows where Austin wants to be.
Yeah. Apparently. No, he's right. That's not the game that he's built for. But I always felt like him being the Chargers' number one running back said a lot about where the Chargers were in those years. You know, I think he's great as a situational running back, guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. I mean, you could use him. It's not even like, you know, he's just a very, very limited running back, but he's not somebody that is going to put a whole bunch of fear into the opposing defense. He's not somebody that is going to challenge you and dare you to play this game with me, play that physicality game with me. And I'm going to, by the end of the day, I'm going to be the one that's standing, and you're the one that's going to be like, you know, beaten to a pulp, and we're going to win this game. That's not his game. That doesn't mean that he can't go someplace and be a great offset a package type player, which I think like a Dylan Lauby is going to be here with the Raiders. But you've got a Zamir White who's going to be that pound you. Mm-hmm. You really want to butt head with me for, you know, 30 times a game, 28 times a game. Let's get after it. And I think that that's what the Raiders want to build. And clearly that's what the Chargers are going to try to build in Los Angeles.
Eckler himself with the Chargers never had more than 206 rushing attempts in any season. His best year, 2022, 204 attempts, 915 rushing yards, 13 rushing touchdowns. But it's the 107 receptions and 722 yards there. That's the kind of guy. That's his identity. That's his wheelhouse. And not many teams want to get rid of and see guys like that walk away. But if you're changing your identity to go and start controlling the ball better, that's what you have
to do. Well, that's what you always used to wonder about the chart. Well, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
What's your identity? You know, is it just Justin Herbert and flinging the ball around? You know, that gets you to a certain place. But I think you have to have more, and you have to have that physical element. And I'm not sure the Chargers really ever did, or, and it's been a long time since they, maybe, you know, when you go back to the Marty Schottenheimer days, that's what they were. That's why they won. I mean, they had seasons where they were what, like 14-2?
Unstoppable regular seasons, it would just be, you know, first round byes. Everything was going
their way. There would be some crazy situation that happened in the playoffs too. They lost some heartbreakers in the playoffs where they had games won and they let them slip away. They did that against Jacksonville for a different reason, but yeah, that's the kind of football that Jim Harbaugh is trying to build, and I firmly believe that's the kind of football team that Antonio Pierce is trying to build with the Raiders as well.
And to think like, what's this going to look like in Washington with Jaden Daniels at quarterback, and you got Austin Eckler running back, and, you know, at the same time, their offensive coordinator is somebody that is also trying to, you know, make his bones back in the NFL again. And what would how would you think Eckler will be used in a Kingsbury offense? Much the same way?
Yeah, probably. I think they're just kind of buying a little bit of time. I mean, Austin is getting up there a little bit in age. He's not going to be, again, that kind of running back that you're handing it off to 300 times a game, or even in the high 200s. I think they're clearly a work in progress, kind of across the board, and certainly on offense. He's somebody that, you know, you can utilize as a runner and a pass catcher. But I think with a Cliff Kingsbury there, I think you're still going to be asking that question, well, who are you at the end of the day? Are you just a spread it out kind of fancy, you know, sort of an offense?
Or, yeah, going sideline to sideline.
Are you willing to strap it on and really get after it? And Eckler isn't that kind of a running back. So if he becomes their featured running back, and I'd have to look at their depth chart to see who else they...
It's Brian Robinson Jr., a third-round pick from 2022, and Chris Rodriguez Jr., a sixth-round pick from 2023. Yeah, so it could be a little thin there if there's ever injuries.
Right. I am curious about Cliff Kingsbury in terms of, you know, what he's trying to do there in Washington. That offense can definitely succeed in the right circumstances. You need the right personnel, but I do wonder if a Cliff Kingsbury offense gets you. You know, is it more of a regular season type thing? And can you strap it on and get physical?
Right.
Because when it gets to the playoffs, those are the type of teams that win football games. So I have some reservations about that.
Yeah.
I think Jaden is going to be a great quarterback. But I think it's going to take some time to build that thing around him.
And if it's more of a goal line situation, I wouldn't be surprised if Daniels himself just takes the ball and tries to make something happen, because you can't always pound it in with somebody who's not really attuned to that. And they still have to get together on their offensive line. It's not like that thing is set in stone either.
No, not at all. And you know, honestly, though, that's some risky business right there, because the last thing you want to do is get Jaden hurt. And I just seeing him take some of the hits that he took at LSU, he needs to learn when to not just disregard all thoughts about the body and take those kinds of hits. He's you know, that's not going to happen in the NFL for him. He's going to find his way to the sideline real quick if he plays like that. And I get it. I love the heart. There's no question about it. But you have to be prudent with it. He's not the biggest guy. He's not a Josh Allen, who even Josh Allen is susceptible to injuries because he's such a big target and such a physical player. Lamar Jackson as well. Jaden is a little bit slighter than both of those players.
Yeah, yes.
You know, less stout than both of those players. So I like the thought of him running it in the goal line, but there has to be a little bit of understanding. Like, it's better for him if you have a punishing run game down there, then always rely on him, because as I sit here right now, he's going to get hurt if that's what you're relying on.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout, and on the other side, we'll wrap it up and read some text from the Don't Be Broke text line at 702-365-9200. Don't forget, the keyword of the day for the summer of fun brought to you by Planet Nissan is relax. Type the word relax. Text it to us. RELAX to 702-365-9200, and you can qualify for 4 days, 3-night trip to Liverpool, England, home of the Beatles. 702-365-9200. Text the word relax, and that could be you on the summer of fun here on Raider Nation Radio.
Previously on Unnecessary Roughness.
Let's talk to our guy, Cam. Woo, Cam in Australia. Ooh. Welcome to the show.
Mate, today is the best day I've had in a very long time. Turned on the LV Sports app, mate. Crystal clear. Not one single dropout. Just Q's soothing voice. Just going through the airway. Just beautiful.
Don't miss Unnecessary Roughness weekdays at 2 on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM.
Hey Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story, over 20 years ago with just 2 employees in a 400 square foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think, since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere, that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
We're proud to be a Nevada born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We've been around for 25 years and we're offering free loans to any new customer who wants to try us out.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All work and no play makes for one boring-ass week. kick boredom to the curb with ice cold beer, signature cocktails, and the best tavern food in town. Voted best happy hour in Las Vegas, there's no better place to be than PT's Taverns. See you for 50% off drinks during happy hour 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. With over 65 locations, there's always a PT's Tavern near you. Visit PT'sTaverns.com to find your favorite neighborhood tavern.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nothing better than spring in Vegas, so don't spend it painting. Do what your neighbor Mike did. He called Rhino Shield.
Our home is basically a contemporary with stucco finish, and we just started noticing that the paint was just fading and just looked like garbage. We had received a postcard from Rhino Shield, and we decided to take a look at it.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our climate right here in Las Vegas.
The process with Rhino Shield and their crew, they were just very conscientious. We had problems in the past with painters. They leave debris and everything. Well, we didn't have that with Rhino Shield.
Rhino Shield is backed by a 25-year transferable warranty, and if you act now, you'll get 15% off the regular price.
The thing about Rhino Shield, the heat gain has been reduced, and we save $70 a month. You don't hear that about any type of paint.
Here's Rhino Shield's Shane Smith.
This offer is limited, so call me at 888-RHINO-41. That's 888-RHINO-41.
Don't paint.
Don't vinyl.
Go Rhino!
Paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
When you are injured, knowing that someone has your back changes everything.
Our family has spent over 3 decades fighting and pursuing justice for the injured. It's a long family heritage that we proudly carry on.
From our father, to our family, to the expert legal team at DeCastro Verde, we founded this firm for you. We're the DeCastro Verde Brothers.
And we have your back.
Brotherswin.com.
Remarkable change begins with daring to be different. Baby, I'm on a mission with Boost Mobile, putting the latest phones in the hands of more people. Introducing the signature Coach Prime Razor, only from Boost Mobile. Rush to your nearest Boost Mobile retailer and get your signature Coach Prime Razor on us. Get after it.
When you switch in with ID verification, select plans only. Offer valid 4/19/24 through 5/23/24. While supplies last, taxes extra. New customers only. Must remain active and in good standing on the $60 a month plan for 6 months to receive all credits. Offer subject to change.
Hi, I'm Rob, owner of Desert Springs Pools. You may not know this, but we've been around since 1994, and we've built over 10,000 pools right here in Las Vegas. At Desert Springs Pools, we pride ourselves on excellent customer service, and the majority of our work is done in-house, which means you get the best pool at the best price. We make the process easy by assigning you a project manager that oversees your work from start to finish. We can do everything, excavation to plaster in just 10 weeks. Call Desert Springs Pools today, and we'll get started on your dream pool.
License 375-73-52987.
Back to the Morning Tailgate with Clay and Vinny.
Final minutes here on the third hour here on Raider Nation Radio. Vinny and Clay, Morning Tailgate. Hey, back to what the Chargers maybe are looking to deploy in their backfield now that Austin Eckler has moved on to Washington. It's J.K. Dobbins from Baltimore as well as Gus Edwards from Baltimore. But it goes to be shown that there's some injury history there that, you know, both guys are dealing with. In fact, you know, Dobbins last year missed all of last year after he got hurt in week one against the Texans with a Achilles tear in his right leg, in his right foot. And I tell you what, Gus Edwards the same way. Has had several injuries over the years, and they have all been along like the right leg, right knee, and as well as the pedal foot tear, that really kind of like keeps a running back from going even further. We saw how the pedal foot injury, like, even inhibited Jimmy Garoppolo from doing, setting his foot and planting That became a difficult problem. So you got two oft-injured Baltimore Raven running backs in your backfield. You're going to have to use them very judiciously in the early part of the season. I wonder how that'll play out for week one for the Raiders.
Yeah, and you know, when I'm mentioning Jim Harbaugh and what they want to do in Los Angeles, I don't know if it's going to immediately, you know, take hold. It's going to take a little bit of time because they are changing basically everything that they're doing offensively.
Right.
I think they've got enough of a quarterback to be able to be, you know, competitive. But the whole thing about them being the most physical team on the block or trying to be, that might be years in the making or a couple years in the making, but yep. He's going to be the coach there almost as long as he wants, probably, knowing how I think it probably will go and knowing Spanos. And I think he wants this to be the coaching hire that's going to be around for a long time. So it might take a little while. I'm not saying that it's going to happen overnight for the Chargers, but I think you're going to see a seminal change in the Chargers operation under Jim Harbaugh. You're going to see the seeds of it this year.
All right, back tomorrow here on the Morning Tailgate.
There's plenty of fun out there. Find yours with Taos. This month at Findlay Volkswagen Henderson, all new 2024 Taos models are eligible for 0% APR for 60 months or $1,500 customer bonus. Comfortable inside, confident outside, and with tech at your fingertips, Taos is designed to make your daily drive a joy. Hop in, it's a Volkswagen. Check us out online at FinleyVW.com.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, see dealer for complete details. Offer ends 7/1/2024.
Finley Volkswagen. It's not about, it's not about, it's not about the injury.
If you've been in an accident due to someone else's negligence, remember, it's not about the injury, it's about the recovery. Hi, this is Paul Pata from Paul Pata Law. At Paul Pata Law, we handle all types of cases, whether you've been injured in a car accident, a motorcycle accident, or an accident on a commercial premises. You can find us on Facebook or at paulpatalaw.com. Remember, it's not about the injury, it's about the recovery.
The best place to watch any big game is Doghouse Saloon at Resorts World Las Vegas. Doghouse has the best views to watch the action, a sports book on site to place your bets, incredible food and drink specials, and an amazing after party with live music, entertainment, dancing, and dueling pianos. Also inside Doghouse is Mouse House, a dining truck serving specialty grilled cheeses. The JT The Brick Show is a proud partner of the Doghouse Saloon at Resorts World Las Vegas.
For over 85 years, Labor's Local 872 and Las Vegas have teamed up to change the world of entertainment, sports, and economic development. Labor's Local 872 is a proud member of Team Vegas. From 1937 to today, Local 872 has been moving Las Vegas forward. Our members built the Hoover Dam Extension Bridge, finished City Center, expanded our roads, and made Vegas the biggest stage in sports. Vegas is ready. It's game time.
When you need cash, how quickly can LendingStore.com connect you to a lender faster than this commercial? Whether you need cash for a medical bill, groceries, or rent, LendingStore.com's network of lenders makes it quick and easy. In less time than this ad, you can fill out a few fields at LendingStore.com and find out if a lender can get you $500 to $5,000 as early as tomorrow. So visit LendingStore.com today for details. See website for details. LendingStore is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Must be 18 years old, not available in all states.
You go into your shower feeling, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
Patty Davidson here from BetMoneyHoney.com. Have you ever felt like the odd man out at a friend's house watching the game? After years in the sports betting industry, I can teach you the rules of different sporting events so you can now be part of that crowd of cheering fans with an understanding of the game. Plus, I can teach you how to place a bet on a game, which will completely change your perspective because you too can be a winner. Join me at BetMoneyHoney.com. That's BetMoneyHoney.com.
The Las Vegas Raiders 2024 schedule is here, and it is packed with thrilling matchups.
After opening the regular season with back-to-back road games, the Silver and Black return to Las Vegas to kick off their home slate of games September 22nd against the Carolina Panthers. Home game highlights at Allegiant Stadium include visits from the rival Kansas City Chiefs on October 27th and a Monday Night Football showdown against the Atlanta Falcons on December 16th. Follow every touchdown, big play, and thrilling moment with exclusive content on the Raiders Podcast Network. Head on over to Raiders.com for the full schedule.
Hello?
This is Evil Bill from Big Bank. You owe the bank money and I'm going to collect. I'll call your house 1,000 times a day and even threaten to sue you. I'll invade your personal space by yelling at you over the radio. I'll call your family and friends to embarrass you to try and find out where you are. I'll even tell you that I'm coming to your house or office to have you arrested. None of this is legal, but I'll say and do whatever I can to make you pay. What? Oh no, it's the panda again.
Call Panda Law 702-818-3888.
Fed up with harassing collector calls? We can make them stop.
If you have debt, collectors aren't allowed to harass you. Call Peters & Associates today to learn your options to get out of debt and make the calls stop.
Call Panda Law 702-818-3888.
Tequila Comisario was developed in the relentless pursuit of perfection with a deep passion for agave. It's the most awarded tequila. You'll immediately notice its beautiful packaging, and after just one sip, you'll experience how smooth it is. It's the Ferrari of tequila, the single highest quality. 100% all-natural handcrafted Comisario tequilas, Blanco, Reposado, and Añejo. Tequila Comisario, a proud partner of the J to the Brick show.
Sound off, Raider Nation. Join JT the Brick weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. from the most interactive talk show in sports talk radio. We are R&R 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
And now,
this is the Rich Eisen Show.
We did it! Has been secured.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Hayden switches to the left hand. Attack to the mid-block. Stop and start on Lively. Runs it off the window. Scoring a foul.
These last 7 years have been a roller coaster. I had to listen all about me. It was worth it.
Earlier on the show, Dallas Morning News columnist Tim Cowlishaw. Coming up, Baseball Hall of Famer John Smoltz. NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Have a conversation with us. Celtics win banner 18. Discuss that. Also discuss the Mavericks side of things and the Cowboys' future in 2024 with the Dallas Morning News columnist and voice of one of the Around the Horn voices from ESPN, Tim Cowlishaw. If you missed it, don't worry. We re-air as soon as this show is over. There's our YouTube channel as well. John Smoltz, Baseball Hall of Famer, will be joining us in the middle of this hour. We just discussed why of all the banners of all the teams that TJ roots for, with me celebrating a banner from Michigan football team this year and you now with the Boston Celtics, Chris. We're wondering when TJ can get his. And when we talked about how the Mets are on a heater right now because they haven't lost a game since Grimace threw out a first pitch. Can't wait to talk about that with John Smoltz. You know, we might actually talk about, you know, the Dodgers losing Yamamoto and Betts for who knows how long in the span of 48 hours. The Yankees losing Anthony Rizzo as well.
Sure, if you want to bore him.
Might discuss that.
But you got to get into this Grimace thing.
Okay, we got to dive deeper into the Grimace thing.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Hour number three, Tom Pelissero will be joining us on this program. While I was out of office, this happened. And I knew there would be hay made by you on this program, Chris, while I was gone. Because there was another generationally enriching signing in the National Football League and a contract awarded to somebody who has a non-crooked number in the career playoff win category. That'd be Trevor Lawrence. And the one win that he had as a Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback in the playoffs came in a game in which he had such a dreadful first half. We were all wondering if he'd get benched in that game. And then we all know part of the reason why, and a lot of folks say this or not, if it's legit, is that the Chargers were charging in that game as well.
That's also part of the reason why Jim Harbaugh is now the current head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. And Trevor Lawrence got that contract, $55 million a year. 55 per, tying Joe Burrow for the highest such mark in the history of the National Football League. And Trevor Lawrence's contract as well. Overall, in terms of the amount of money thrown at him, five-year deal pays a total of $275, $142 of which is guaranteed. And the only other person who's been paid a higher total dollar amount in the National Football League's history than Trevor Lawrence is $275. It's Patrick Mahomes. We all know he's not in the category of the galaxy of being wonder if he's worth it.
Yeah. So he's on the cheap now.
And I will just say this again, once again. If you believe that the quarterback that you have seen in the first 3 or 4 years of his professional playing career has done any of the following or a combination of the following. One, shown you a path to a championship with his play or his leadership skills. Has put in the time, has shown that he, in your opinion, is a true lead pipe wielding professional. If he has shown all that and also been good in the community and has also been good in the locker room and is somebody that has given you zero concerns of being a bad apple, if that person also came in highly touted, if that person is somebody who the general manager there is, you know, hired for you as a head coach who's come in separately and you have together, individually, collectively, as an organization, as well as a front office or coaching staff, everybody rowing in the same direction, doesn't matter what you pay them. You have to pay them market value, and that market value is what Trevor Lawrence got. Certainly compared to what Jared Goff recently got in this particular non-playing season, what Burrow and Herbert and Hurts and Jackson Lamar got in last year, knowing that at some point you're going to have to pay him because what is your other option? Your other option is to let him play out his deal and show you what he can do for you. Go all in, if you will, with him. And then wind up putting him on the Kirk Cousins plan, which is franchise tag, and making him think maybe you're not all in on him because you haven't given him security in a contract, or you make him play it out and then go to free agency and get an older quarterback with more miles to the gallon already, more miles on the tires. Do you do that, or do you go back into the draft and start all over again because you're not going to pay market value? And if you do that, you don't pay market value. If you do that, it does two things. One, it sends a message to the rest of the league, you're not willing to do that for somebody who's put in the time. And free agency might come to bite you if you want to do that. Oh, why am I going to go there? So you don't pay me like Trevor Lawrence at some point? Even though maybe you'll pay me now, but what about that next contract I'm worried about? Or it's the message to within your locker room that you're saying to somebody, hey, we saw how much hard work he put in and did this, that, the other thing, and we saw him get hurt last year, and we're not paying him because we need to see a little bit more. These are all messages that you are sending if you don't do it.
So what?
Well,
I mean,
here's the alternative.
So what?
Here's the alternative. You have put all the time in. You do believe he's the right guy. He can grow. He can keep growing. You do understand what's gone on behind the scenes. You've also told your locker room, hey, everybody, not only are we paying our quarterback market value and enriching him because he's put in the work, and that's what we tell you all here. You put in the work for us, and you show us that you are a professional, and it's your time, your turn, we'll pay you market value. They did the same thing for Josh Allen, their pass rusher. Now, did they pay him top of the market like Joey, like Nick Bosa? No, they didn't. They didn't. But Josh Allen took it.
Josh Allen's better than Trevor Lawrence.
Now, you could make that case, but what they have done, the Jacksonville Jaguars have placed their bets. They place their bets in an NFL world where the salary cap is exploding and going up. They have placed their bets with their quarterback and then their major pass rusher. What do you need to have in this league? You got to have a quarterback and you got to have your pass rusher. You got to have your coach. You got to have a locker room that buys into all that and obviously other players around them to create the championship team. And the Jaguars have said okay to Trevor Lawrence and Josh Allen and Doug Peterson and saying we're placing our bets and we're going to work, and that's that. Otherwise, they would be telling their locker room, we're not paying you. And also, Doug Peterson, we're not going to put the folks in the locker room that we know you love, because that's the market, and we're just not going to go ahead and pay it.
Well, you can put more folks that Doug Peterson loves in the locker room if you pay everyone appropriately and you have money left over to get more talented veteran impact players.
He's got a point.
Well, then you're also walking into the walk year with Trevor Lawrence, and you're letting that clank around your locker room.
How'd that work for Joe Flacco?
It worked out really well for Joe Flacco. And then we all understand, though, what it would mean if it also worked out in a way that the rest of the locker room's wondering what the hell's going on in their spot. Why aren't we paying Trevor? He's our leader. We're following him anywhere. They're not paying him that. I'm just telling you, Chris.
I mean, no one in their right mind thinks he's as good as Joe Burrow. Nobody.
Or this is the year that he does.
I'll be stunned.
Okay. There have been things that have been more stunning in the history of the National Football League than Trevor Lawrence panning out as the best player at the position in the National Football League that he can possibly be. Honestly.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be stunning, because as I've said over and over for years, this guy was touted as being next. So why wouldn't he continue to evolve?
It's just an insane business strategy that these owners have.
It's still better. It's still better than the previous one, where these contracts would have been given to Trevor Lawrence before he's taken a snap in the NFL.
No, this is basically the exact same thing.
It is not the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing if Trevor Lawrence had 3+ years of National Football League quarterbacking under his belt.
You're giving a guy who hasn't earned it the most money in the league, which is exactly what the first overall pick used to get.
This is the way the NFL does business, because there's money coming out of every single geyser. It's a gusher right now, and the cap is going up, and this is the way it will go. And the only question is which one in the NFL, which owner, which coaching group, and which player will wind up being in a boat together, and they decide to try your way, which is, you've only won one playoff game here.
So our offer is
less.
160. Why not give him the Daniel Jones?
And if you don't like it,
go get it somewhere else.
Go get it somewhere else and let him go and not franchise tag him. And let him walk and let him see what's up. And let's see if there's any other team in the NFL that will throw all that money at him and see how it goes. And also run the risk of alienating people in your locker room and telling people, sending the message to everybody in the locker room, we don't care if you put in the work and you do everything right, and you do everything that we say, if it just comes down to it on a January day that we get one and done, or we have a terrible game, that it's on you, and you're all gone, and we'll do it again, over and over and over again. And the guy who's close to that right now, more than anybody else, is Jerry Jones. And we're all wondering, what's he doing? Well, he's doing exactly what you're saying, Chris. But at the end of the day, I believe Dak's going to have to get paid. And to not pay him now means you've allowed the Jacksonville Jaguars to set the market. You've allowed them to do it. And the longer you wait on Dak, you're going to let the Miami Dolphins set the market. Now, is it possible that the Dolphins are taking this approach as well? That is it possible that they're looking at Tua and saying $55 million a year, like $275 is not the floor for you, bud, because we've seen X, Y, and Z, and we have our questions, and we have this, and we have that. And the longer it goes, the more Tua might be more prone to find an adjective closer to the word pissed off than he did the last time when he was finding the right word to describe his feelings on why a contract had yet to be delivered to him by mandatory minicamp. Training camp's around the corner. Now, you might sit here and say the only spot where Tua can show off his craft in a championship caliber is Miami. And if Miami says no to him and lets him walk, who's going to give Tua an all-time great contract? Who's going to do that and have the horses for him around him, like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, those guys under contract, and have a whole host of offensive weapons that can run like A-Train and the Boys, which I started watching on my flight. How's that for my first reference by the Boys?
Welcome to the
party. So that's the conundrum when you're the player. Am I in the best position for me to succeed professionally, and how many yachts do I need to water ski behind? And but the fact that a team makes you sit there and wonder if you do have the back of the franchise, because they won't set the market with you, they won't top the market with you, is exactly what's potentially causing Brandon Ayuk to tell Jaden Daniels in a conversation that they had on a FaceTime that went and got posted, him saying, the Niners don't want me here. I'm sure the Niners would push back and say, what are you talking about? We want you here. It's just at this price. And he's probably thinking, well, the only way that you really want me here is by hitting my price. And this happens at every position. It just happens to be that no team has really pushed back on their quarterback.
Right.
And Trevor Lawrence wasn't going to be the guy, and the Jaguars weren't going to be the team, and Doug Peterson wasn't going to be the coach that goes, hey, Trevor, you got to show it to us, like, more than just what you did 2 years ago. We're not going to talk about you being 8-3 before you got hurt significantly in a way that you fought through. We're going to be talking about that 8-3. We're going to talk about the rest of what happened last year and the picks that you were throwing. Even though he might have been backfooting it because he was hurt. And they would know that. And we're not going to pay you because of that. And everyone in the locker room might know that and be sitting here going, huh, so I do everything, but I get dinged up. I'm not going to get paid when it's my time. Is that right? That's the way the NFL is going to go. And as long as the cap goes up, quarterbacks are going to get it. So that's my opinion on Trevor Lawrence. Is he worth it? You might sit here and go, he's not worth it. Look at the results. He hasn't done it. We've seen guys who in the first 3 years have done more. Like, say, Joe Burrow. He made the Super Bowl. This guy made a divisional round, and he couldn't even beat Kansas City like Burrow. So Burrow deserves it, even though Trevor Lawrence's camp might push back on, how many games has Trevor missed this first few years?
Rich Gardner Minshew has better stats than Trevor Lawrence.
But how many
Daniel Jones?
How many playoff wins has Justin Herbert had? How many has he had? You know, what's he done? What's he done to make that money?
Kind of insane to pay him that much, too.
Except the market bears it and allows it. And you might say it's insane business. It's still better than what it used to be, where those guys got it without playing a single down. Now at least you get a look-see before you have to make that leap.
Right, and we got a look-see, and we can see they're not worth it.
That's easy for you to say right here, wearing your Celtic zip-up. On a show like this, if you're sitting in a front office or you're sitting in an ownership suite You're sitting in your coach's
office.
It should
be easier. They're the contract, ones with the checkbook.
I get it. The
problem is you just can't pluck anyone out and put them in that position. It's the toughest position to play.
And Brock Purdy has proved that all incorrect.
Okay, and he's also a unicorn. Guy. He's also a unicorn.
He's
and by the way, how good might he look if they let Ayuk walk?
Well, that's been the media narrative, that they have a super team, and that's why he looks so good.
Look,
was my narrative. I've come around.
If Brock Purdy played for the Carolina Panthers, would you be getting the same results?
If it's some butts for Candy and Nuts, you'd all have Banner 18.
You're going to be very annoying.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You got Grimace. Speaking of which, John Smoltz is going to be joining us next to talk about the Mets.
By the way, Rich, we're not sure what Ayuk was taught. We discussed this yesterday.
Well, we're going to talk about it later on. But
he was. I think it was his bowling league telling him that they didn't want him back.
Smoltz is joining us. He's zooming in. Let's get to John Smoltz, and we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. One of the finest voices of baseball in the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other. So I can learn about your family, lifestyle, goals and needs, allowing us to tailor your portfolio.
What about commission-based products?
We don't sell those. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in your best interest.
So how do your management fees work?
We have a simple management fee based on the value of your portfolio. So we do better when you do better.
We appreciate that kind of transparency.
We also check in with you regularly to keep you up to date on the markets and your portfolio.
Well, what other services do you offer?
As a client, you have access to resources on investing, financial planning, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, and more.
Wow, sounds like Fisher Investments has everything we need.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Navy Federal Credit Union believes tapping into your home's equity shouldn't come at a high price. They cover 100% of closing costs. Traveling this summer? Navy Federal Credit Union's flagship credit card treats members to their highest rewards and premium benefits. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. Navy Federal is federally insured by NCUA. Message and data rates may apply. Home equity lines of credit have variable rates as low as 8.75% APR and 9.75% APR for interest only. Call 1-888-842-6328 for details.
Free is key during Craftsman Days at Lowe's. Right now, get one free Select V20 tool when you buy a Select Battery 2-pack. Plus, get your choice of a V20 drill or impact driver kit for $69. Don't miss your chance to save on the high-quality, high-performance tools you need during Craftsman Days. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/19. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Turkey bacon avocado, turkey bacon avocado, turkey bacon avocado. Need we say more? Portisub's turkey bacon avocado sub will be your new obsession with its next level flavor. Slice fresh premium turkey with crispy bacon and creamy avocado on your choice of fresh baked bread. Loaded with your favorite toppings. Try it with our garlic parmesan bread for an extreme wow. Get your TBA at Portisub's today or order online at portisubs.com.
Slice fresh sandwiches, Portisub's.
Backing down has never been an option for our family.
Our father battled communism in Cuba before coming to the U.S. and studying law at night. Today, we proudly carry on that Castro Verde family legacy.
As brothers raised to fight for what's right, care for those in need, treat clients like family, we bring the very best legal team to fight for you.
It's our heritage. It's the Castro Verde way.
We're the Castro Verde brothers.
And we have your back.
Brotherswin.com.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Yes, I rock you in the morning, but in the afternoon, I could roll you into a new house. I'm a Las Vegas realtor with Simply Vegas. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, call me 702-419-4346 or check out thechrisfox.com. Simply Vegas, broker number 100960.
Triple savings do not include attorney's fees.
Call Panda Law, 702-818-3888.
Do you have $10,000 or more in debt? Are you planning on using your tax refund to pay down your balances? Did you know that Panda Law can triple the amount you pay off with our debt settlement program?
Hi, we're the attorneys from Panda Law. If you're planning on paying down debt with your tax refund, call us first to learn how we can maximize the amount you pay off or even get you out of debt entirely.
Call Panda Law, 702-818-3888.
as an example, if you're getting $3,500 back from the IRS, you can get rid of more than $10,000 of debt by exercising your right to have an attorney settle that debt for you.
If you have debt and want to know how much you can eliminate with your tax return, call Panda Law for a free debt analysis.
Start the year off right. Get out of debt. Call Panda.
Call Panda Law, 702-818-3888.
Today.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware is your one-stop place to shop with everything you need for your next project. Catering to plumbers, HVAC, and construction workers, they open early so you can pick up what you need before the job. McFadden-Dale Industrial Hardware on South Decatur between Trop and Russell.
Yeah.
Darden, how it's okay. Going?
Right there.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. One of the greats, Hall of Famer, and love listening to him on Fox and joining us in advance of the American Century Championship Tournament, where he will be in that mix in Lake Tahoe next month. John Smoltz here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, John? Good to see you.
I'm doing great. Hey, does the young man know he'll be playing his college first 2 years on probation? Does he know?
No. See, John. You've been away.
Yeah.
You might have missed this, but no. The president of the NCAA even said last year, as Michigan was being dominant and getting to the national championship podium, there's not much there. So, no, he won't be on any probation, John.
Gotcha.
That won't be happening.
That's good to know.
You know what? It's kind of funny when players, and you, I don't know if you ever said this, when you won your championship and you were going on championship runs, that no one can ever take this away from us. And everyone's like, who's trying to take it away from you? You. John Smoltz is trying to take it away. You. You're trying to. You and all your Spartans.
I'm not one of those Spartans that didn't root for Michigan. I was rooting for Michigan. Go. So I'm a home state, all in. If Michigan State can't win, then Michigan is allowed to win. I don't hate on them like every true hardcore fan. So I was happy for them.
Well, you know, and then I appreciate you saying that, which kind of makes it even worse for me to say. I'll return the favor whenever that day might actually come. I just hope, you know, it's sometime this decade. You know, John, you know.
Yeah, it'll be basketball before it's football.
And by the way, Izzo is one of my favorites. So now we can hug it out. John Smoltz here on the Rich Eisen Show. So how do the injuries to Yamamoto and Mookie Betts harm the Dodgers' long-term success in 2024 in your mind, John?
Yeah, the only thing it does is it diminishes maybe how many wins they were going to get to win their division by. I mean, they safely, unless somebody gets super hot in the National League West, they safely will win the division. And they should still get one of the two best records in the National League. The roster was built for it. But there's no doubt between them and the Braves, you couldn't ask or want two guys to get hurt like these two guys did for each organization. So it's definitely something that's different for the Dodgers because they're going to get them back. The Braves aren't getting theirs back. So they have to play the remainder of the year without their two stars. So at least you know you're getting them back, and the Dodgers are in the right division right now. Again, given something unforeseen with either the Padres or the Giants or the Diamondbacks, it's really not going to hurt their chances of putting themselves in position for that deep postseason run that they're hoping for.
And then Anthony Rizzo goes down on Sunday night in Fenway Park as the Red Sox take the last two games of a series. You were in Fenway over the weekend. Did the Red Sox expose anything on the Yankees over this weekend, John?
You know, it's a great question. I kind of think they did in this regard. Look, the Yankees lineup works starting pitchers about as good as anybody. They take a lot of pitches. They're deep in counts. And they kind of take care of business as they should when they're built right. But what happened with the Red Sox, they spun a lot of breaking balls to them. They got ahead of them early, and they really took the sting out of their lineup. And I don't know if that's a format moving forward that you can have success against the Yankees, but it made them go just a little bit neutral and backwards to think that they're a little more human because they were on such a great roll. So give the Red Sox credit. On paper, there were some mismatches, and they didn't adhere to it, and they won 2 out of 3, and they're now 1-6 in a row where they almost feel like they could be a playoff team. There wasn't a lot expected out of the Red Sox. So, again, good thing they don't play the game on paper because they have the hottest starter in baseball, Rodon, pitching, and then this guy named Criswell just carved up a little bit of the lineup, even though he only went 4 innings. So I think you're right. There's a little bit of that concern that creeps in every once in a while. But I'm sure that the Yankees will figure out a way to close that door.
Well, again,
offensively.
Yeah, they have 50 wins. They got their 50th win on Friday night, but then they lost the last two. There was the Boston three party in hoops on Tuesday night, and the Boston steal party over the weekend. They stole 9 bases on the Yankees in one game. So that's something else they potentially may have exposed. Gerrit Cole, though, does return on Wednesday. What are you looking to see out of Gerrit Cole, John?
I think the biggest thing is he knows how to pitch with the stuff he has, and